Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. You're about to hear a brief interview with Storm Hunter and Elise Mertens. I'm here at the WTA Finals, and this was after their first round victory over Aoyama and Shibahara. And Tennis Tribe writer Hanlon Walsh joins me for this one as well. And we asked them about the match. So it was one of those matches where they had a really close first eight games or so. There was only two breaks of serve. They were actually down a break in the first set early, I believe, and then broke back. And then from there, they just kind of took the momentum and cruised to a 6-4, 6-2 victory. So I asked them what they did or if they changed anything to take that momentum from a tight first set. And then I also asked how they game plan against a player like Shuko Aoyama, who is so active at the net. She really takes the net away from you, and it makes it very difficult. And Elise does a great job of defending from the baseline, lobbing, and redirecting. And I asked her about how her lob is so effective. Is it something she practices, or is it something that she's just developed over the years? And I really liked her answer to this. It was kind of a little bit funny to me. It sounds like she really just enjoys moving the opponents around and working the ball around. And then after that, we talk about the fact that they're lefty-righty combos. So they briefly touch on having forehands in the middle. And then you're going to hear from Storm Hunter, who is still managing one of those singles careers where she is ranked much higher in doubles than singles currently, so she's trying to figure out how to balance that. So she talks a little bit about that as well. So enjoy this very brief post-match interview with Storm Hunter and Elise Mertens. So y'all got through the first round in straight sets. It was kind of a tight first set, a couple of breaks early. Is there anything specifically you feel like you did to kind of take the momentum and cruise kind of through the rest of the match?
I felt like we just didn't panic. At the beginning, it felt like we were hitting the ball well, but maybe just making a few little errors, and they were moving a lot and kind of, I guess, dictating the points, it felt like. Yeah, we just didn't panic. We kind of just committed to maybe not changing a few things, but just doing our game and being a little bit more aggressive, looking to use the lob a little bit more and kind of play on our terms a little bit. And I think we did that really well. And yeah, just a few shots here and there, like doubles is so tight if you have a sudden death juice and whatnot. And yeah, we just managed to kind of get the break back in the first set and then end up winning the first. And I felt like we got the momentum going forward into the second set.
Mm-hmm. What's the game plan against a team like that? Obviously, Shuko really takes the net away from you. So it seemed like y'all did a good job of kind of staying back and defending a little more and lobbing and redirecting. But talk a little bit about your game plan going into a match against a team like that.
I think our main plan was just to focus on ourselves at the first point. And then if we need to adapt, we need to adapt. But to get a lot of first serves in, first return points are very important, especially on this court. I feel like return and serve is very important. But yeah, Shuko on the net, she's good. Very good. So, I mean, playing the lob, playing down the lines to let her stay a bit more on her side, to make her doubt a little bit, like, okay, are they going cross court lob down the line? Mm-hmm. And I think that we did that really well after the 1-3 down. I mean, it was a tough match at the start, but I think we really grew as a team and to adapt a little bit on our opponents too. Yeah, that's what we did well.
So I want to ask Elise about the lob specifically. So there's a few points where they have you almost like in the first row and you're like on your heels on defense, hitting a backhand, and you throw it way up and it lands within like 3 feet of the baseline. And it's a down the line lob, by the way. Is that something that you practice, or is it something you've naturally kind of been good at and you just use it a lot in matches? Or talk a little about that.
With a lot of doubles, I kind of really grew into it, but I just love to play a little bit more. Like, I'm not maybe the one who goes like cross, cross, cross. No, I'm the one who looks a little bit at the net player or and see like, oh, maybe your forehand is a bit less, so I go lob. Or, you know, I just try to look a bit what's working, but also try to look a bit on opponents too. Like, I think it's a really fun game to play doubles, and a lot of people are very positive, especially after the match too. I mean, a lot of people watching, so that's really nice. But I like to play a little bit around.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It's a very effective shot.
Thank you.
Elisa, this is the fifth year in a row that you've qualified with five different partners, but Storm is the first lefty of that crew. Yes. So how do you adjust your game style playing with different partners and playing with the righty versus a lefty?
I mean, we definitely played throughout the whole year, so we kind of knew each other already, and we've played with each other almost every week. So it is very fun to play with a lefty because we have both forehand volleys in the middle of the court, so we can cross a little bit more and everything. And especially with our serve, I think it's very effective when one is righty and the other one is lefty. So yeah, they have the different slices and even the body slice. But it's been almost first time that I'm playing with a lefty, I guess, and I mean, it's been different, but it's been fun. I like it.
Awesome. And Storm, you've had a career best year in singles with, you know, making all four slams and a career high ranking. I guess moving forward, how do you plan to continue like prioritizing singles versus doubles in 2024? Also knowing that it's an Olympic year, which I know is a big deal for the Aussies for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely hard for me to manage both singles and doubles, especially where my singles ranking is. I'm not quite getting into, I guess, masters qualifying. So going forward next year, I'm going to have to look at which weeks I play singles and go play some lower level tournaments, because that's definitely, I'm still feeling really good in singles. I've had a good singles year considering I haven't played that much, to be honest, compared to a few previous years I've played. For me, Olympics is priority. Being Australian, I think we really prioritize that, and that's something that is really special to me, and I really want to try and give it my best shot there, and also Billie Jean King Cup when we have that next week, and then depending on next year with the qualifiers. So they're definitely priorities. But doubles, it definitely helps my singles as well. I think playing at this high level and going deep in tournaments, it gives me a lot of confidence for my singles. I think no matter playing singles or doubles matches are important no matter what, and just executing under pressure, and hoping to play some more singles next year as well.
Awesome. Well, congrats again today on the win.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.